The conversation Wednesday revolved around whether keeping this information sealed outweighs the public's right to open court proceedings. Most of the five justices, including Carol Conboy, continued to press this idea of ruling behind closed doors.
This is going to be the first time we're asked to do this, because all of our prior cases, no one has asked us to close the courtroom or to seal the records.
The lawyer for the victim's family, Russ Riley, says because this case involves a sex crime, it should be an exception.
If Rape Shield information that's sealed at the trial court is allowed to be open to the public when the defendant files an appeal, then that eviscerates the entire protection of what the Rape Shield statute is.
But the defense argues keeping these proceedings closed interferes with public accountability. A decision could take weeks or months to be released. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.